It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Wednesday the 11th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. If you read about this year's official World Cup soccer ball, you might start thinking it has magical powers. It has a reduced number of panels stitched together. It flies truer than any other soccer ball out there. HBO host John Oliver was skewering FIFA the other day. He mentioned what he called the sausage principle.
I would like to talk to you about the sausage principle. The theory that says if you love something, never find out how it was made.
Well, in this case, we couldn't resist. Tracy Samuelson reports.
If you think a ball is just a ball, let's revisit the 2010 World Cup, when players went on television to bash the ball Adidas called the Jabulani.
Players aren't celebrating. Brazil's goalie called the ball horrible. Italy's goalie said it's a nightmare. And America's goalkeeper called it horse. Well, we can't say what he said.
So for this World Cup, Adidas designed the Brazuca. It's textured with 50,000 mini bumps that give players better control. And it's stitched together from just six panels, each shaped like a propeller.
And what we were able to create then is a seam geometry that really does give us better aerodynamics. It does create a very stable and predictable flight.
Antonio Zea is the director of soccer innovation for Adidas. He says so far, players give the Brazuca good reviews. So does Derek Lineweber, a physics professor at the University of Adelaide in Australia, who's tested the ball.
I'm describing it as the keeper's ball because that ball is going to behave exactly as the keeper expects. And so the players are going to have to be much more clever this year.
No more blaming the ball. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
Remember the recent story about how Google might be trying to beam Wi-Fi internet around the world using satellites? Well, the company has now confirmed its plan to purchase satellite startup Skybox Imaging. Price on the deal is reportedly $500 million. Before you throw out your modem, though, know that in the near term, Skybox will most likely bolster Google's mapping service, not blanket the world in internet. But an official Google statement does say it hopes Skybox will help improve internet access and disaster relief in the future. All this week, we're doing a series called The Data on Our Data. A year after the Edward Snowden leaks, we're giving you five singular data points that remind us how much we now know about surveillance and how much the surveillers know about us. Here's Wednesday's data point.
30 days of recorded content of phone calls.
That's Nadia Kayali at the Electronic Frontier Foundation. She's talking about how long the National Security Agency keeps call logs in some countries, meaning it can go back into your phone calls and listen in for up to 30 days after you make them. This practice and the ability for the government to even do it is something Kayali says many find surprising.
I don't think people think about their phone calls actually being recorded and then being maintained, you know, being maintained for 30 days. That is shocking. It's really a technological advance.
You can find more of the Data on Our Data series this week at marketplacetech.org. Also, a quick correction on yesterday's number from Stephen Cobb. Right guy, wrong title. Cobb is not at Johns Hopkins. He actually is a cybersecurity researcher at the firm ESET. Marketplace Tech is listener-supported, and twice a year, we invite you to make a gift to support the tech and business reporting you've come to rely on. A gift from you in any amount helps fuel a daily dose of tech news from Marketplace. Help us end the budget year strong by making a gift at marketplace.org by June 30th. We've spoken many times about a lack of diversity in the larger tech industry, and there are plenty of causes. One of them is old-fashioned and self-perpetuating recruiting. Companies in search of diverse candidates, no matter how good their intentions, don't always know where and how to look. Enter recruiting data from Intello and a new tool the company is calling Intello Diversity. Intello founder and CEO John Bischke, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You've built a tool called Intello Diversity. Tell me about that and how it works and what the sort of inspiration was.
Yeah, absolutely. So we work with a lot of fast growth technology companies. And one of the things that they would tell us is the classic challenge is your engineering team is all dudes. Companies were asking us, is there a way that we can run searches on Intello and say, show me all the Java engineers in New York City that happen to be women? And so after having those conversations, talking to more customers, we built it and we launched it at the end of April.
How's it informing the way that employers try and recruit?
Yeah, so the way that it works is that we use algorithms to assess the probability that someone is a member of certain groups. And so we've looked at the groups that you can legally recruit for from a diversity perspective: women, African Americans, Hispanic, Asian Americans, and people with military experience. Now, we don't always get it right. We're making these guesses probabilistically. We're looking at things like, you know, where someone went to school, what groups they might be a part of. It's all public social information. So we're not doing anything like looking at someone's private Facebook photo album to try to figure that out. It's all public social data that we're then running algorithms against to assess the probability that someone's in one of these groups.
Is there any way that you can sort of define that more specifically, public social data?
Anything that you can see as a non-logged in user of a website. So if I go to your Facebook profile and I log out of Facebook and I see what I can see, we consider that to be public social data, fair game.
What are your biggest challenges in trying to figure out how to make a tool like this successful, but also something that can actually affect change?
Yeah. So in tech, there is, unfortunately, many companies, very little diversity. So we think part of it is providing people with more powerful tools. If it's really costly to do diversity recruiting, if it requires you to take your recruiting team and fly them to a city that has a college that, you know, has one of these underrepresented groups, that's a very expensive proposition. A lot of companies simply can't afford that. And our hope is IntelliDiversity is a tool, and maybe hopefully one of many tools, that allows companies to better build that applicant pool.
John Bischke is the CEO of Intello, a company that builds recruiting tools. John, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me on.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.